Good evening, everyone. Welcome to the service. First of all, I have three songs, followed by a devotional by Benny Byler. So for your first song, turn to song number 210 in the church hymnal. Song number 210.
Lord, bring me out of
All right, for your second song, song number 292. Song number 292. For the third song, turn to song number 236. Song number 236.
Words of light and purity. Good evening and Christian greetings. It's a blessing to be here. And when you are the youngest in a family, why, you are blessed with others that give you directions every now and then and make plans for you. I was talking to my big brother yesterday, and I don't know how we got on the subject, but I said my favorite song is Great is Thy Faithfulness. And he got on the phone right away and asked the chorus if they would sing it. I don't know if they will or not, but that's okay. And of course, today he gets on the phone again and finds some more things for me to do. And I must admit, my testimony about that song, why, I do get a little excited about it. And so bear with me. He gave me a certain amount of time, then he added 2 minutes to it. But if you will turn with me to Lamentations. Chapter 3, verse 22. It is the Lord's mercies that we are not consumed, because his compassions fail not. They are new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness. The Lord is my portion, saith my soul. Therefore will I hope in him. The Lord is good unto them that wait for him, to the soul that seeketh him. It is good that a man should both hope and quietly wait for the salvation of the Lord. Those are blessed words. I was at a funeral of one of our relatives a few months ago, and another one of my relatives that I didn't have the opportunity to see very often, he started talking to me, and then I remembered about his son, so I asked him, I said, how is your son doing? I think the son was maybe 18 or 20 now, but I think he was like 15 or 16, and he worked in a lumberyard, and they were supposed to load a box truck to deliver material. And so it was plywood and things stacked on the side or something, and the other boy went in to get something, and while he went in, that whole stack came down on him. And he was in the hospital, I don't know how long, but today he's totally blind. But he seems to be one that has accepted it by the grace of God, and he loves to sing, and he said, we're moving now, and we've moved now to another place, and he's studying Greek and Braille, of course, and really seems to have a testimony. And at this field, I think this was maybe for the visitation, and they motioned me to come. So that quickly he said, what do you tell a man that's 50-ish? What do you tell him? Well, that was kind of a jolt for me. And what do I say quickly? Because I was moving. And I said, faithfulness. He thanked me. And for a number of days, and still occasionally, I think of what I told him. And I think of how important it is that we are faithful. But that brings us again to the point, great is his faithfulness. And we need to abide in that, and appreciate it, and praise and thank God for it. When my wife and I got married, right across the road from us was a dear family that had 6 children. They were just kind of all in maybe a period of 8 years, and they became very close to us. And when they'd go away, they'd ask us to take care of their children. Well, things changed around fairly quickly, and we had children. And then they learned to take care of our children. And their oldest daughter, Nancy was her name, she helped us out. And it ended up, I think, that same family, there was about 3 or 4 generations that they have helped, our children and grandchildren. And they've been a real blessing. But they were married and had 6 children, and it wasn't long until she had cancer. And my wife and I, and by the grace of God, tried to walk beside them for 12 years. And then finally, she was called home. And one evening, we were going to go visit them. And I knew things were getting close to the end. And then the son called me before we went, the father, pardon me, called me and said that Nancy wants to talk to you. So I took, I had copied 1 Peter chapter 1, first 9 verses. I copied them out for another brother who was sick and in a different translation. And so I took that along. And when I got there and we sat down, the whole family was there in a circle. And then he said, she has something for you. So I went over and she had a piece of paper, and it was her funeral arrangements. And their funeral arrangements was 1 Peter 1, verse 1 to 9. And I said, Nancy, I came here this evening to read that to you. Then she asked me to preach the funeral message. Then she also asked that we sing that song at her funeral, Great is Thy Faithfulness. Fast forward. About 2 years ago, I had a real bad cough, and I went to our local doctor, and I thought maybe I had COVID, and he checked me out, and he said, no, I don't think it's COVID, and then he said, but come back again if you doesn't get better. I also had an appointment with the eye doctor at the end of the week, and I went there, and I apologized. He was a specialist. I apologized for my cough, and he said, well, you better get it checked out, but it's not the COVID. So we went to a clinic, and they took a chest x-ray, and the lady doctor came to me. She said, you need to go to the emergency room. You got a bad, your chest or your lungs are terrible. They're terrible. Well, it didn't sound good, so I went. So there we met a couple doctors and nurses again, same old story. It's not COVID. Well, then they took a test. It was COVID. And, of course, that meant I spend the night in the hospital. And, you know, with that COVID, many people were dying. Well, it certainly brought me to reality about my future. I started thinking of a lot of things. But by Saturday evening, they did let me go home, and my daughter and son-in-law from South Carolina had already planned to pick me up at the hospital and take me home. And of course, Sunday we didn't go to church. We had a granddaughter that we had a piano in the basement, and she loved to go on a walk Sunday afternoon, and usually she'd stop in and she'd go down the basement and play. And and occasionally she sings, and my daughter and son-in-law, they stayed down there, so they sang some too. We left the door open so we could hear them. She was ready to leave. She hollered up the steps, and she said, what favorite song do you want? So I said, Great is Thy Faithfulness. And so she played it, and she started singing, and her daughter and son-in-law were singing as well. And it was so beautiful. I was really blessed by it. And I went into my study right after that. There on my bookshelf was a little plaque, Great is Thy Faithfulness. I went into the half bath that we have. There was a life little motto, Great is Thy Faithfulness, plus some more of that scripture. And went out into our sunroom. My wife loves to make pillows. There was pillows, Great is Thy Faithfulness. I was just overwhelmed almost at all the verses that I saw about the faithfulness of God. And our son-in-law is a good friend, known him for many, many years, Willie Knapp. Some of you probably listened to, I think maybe we have one of his granddaughters here. He loves to, every day he has a devotional a cappella song. And so he asked us if we would like to be on that. And we had told him we would. So the next morning, Monday morning, we had the devotions, and he said, do you want me to get Willie Knapp? Sure. Believe it or not, that song that morning was Great is Thy Faithfulness. I just marveled. I never met Willie, never talked to him. I waited a couple days, and I got his phone number, and I called him. And I said, I don't know you, but I said, you know JP? And he encouraged me to listen. And he said, well, I've been just a little discouraged. And I said, thanks for calling. So we talked quite a while. And then just a few month ago, I again was getting ready to go to a church, and I discovered I had some health issues to deal with. But I went on to church, didn't tell my wife, she didn't go that evening. And then there was a visiting preacher there that I hadn't met that morning. He didn't preach for us, but so I was there talking. I hadn't met him for quite some time. And so we got to talking about the goodness of God. And as that evening, when I went out of Arcana Road there to 340 of the mountain, I looked up there and it was a beautiful rainbow. And here I had just experienced this little bump in the road, so to speak. Ended up in the hospital for 5 days. But that was just like an assurance to me as I looked at that beautiful rainbow. So I was sharing this with this brother, and I was sharing with him about my experience about the faithfulness of God. And then he looked at me and he said, did your son-in-law call Willie and tell him to put that on the, you know what it is? And I said, well, I don't know. But you know, that kind of weakened my faith a little bit. And so it wasn't long, a few weeks or whatever, our son-in-law and daughter came to visit us. And one of the first things I said, did you call Willie Knapp to tell him to sing that song? He said, no, I didn't. Praise be to God. Great is his faithfulness. And as we follow his path, walk with him, and we can have the blessings of God. And Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever. Shall we bow our heads? Our eternal Father, we thank you for this privilege of being here with this group of believers, with this body of believers. We thank and praise you for the beautiful day that you gave us. We thank you so much for your faithfulness. And Father, our desire is to walk faithfully and follow faithfully after you. We thank you for this privilege of together lifting our voices in praise and gratitude. Father, we pray that you might be honored and glorified. In Jesus' name we pray with thanksgiving. Amen. The Lord bless you.
Thank you, Benny, for sharing with us. That was your encouragement there. Appreciate that. And even if it did take an older brother to kind of help get that around. I was thinking, too, of a day this month that is set aside for Thanksgiving. And I was talking with Katie Ropp here the other day. She called me. And she was asking about my family. And so I was relating some of the things that happened in the last couple weeks. How my son had knee surgery, and then I was telling her about Carla and Austin and the tree that fell on the pickup. And I'm not sure how it all was said, but I told her how I thank God for sparing them. And she reminded me that not just last Tuesday, but she said, you need to thank him today and tomorrow and yesterday. I mean, and I think that's so true. And sometimes we forget. And if we have a thankful heart, we're not going to be lifting ourselves up in pride, I don't believe. And I think that's something I need to watch in my life. If you take your church hymnal and turn to number 14, number 14 in the church hymnal.
Who on earth things have
This time we'll have the children come up front and stand in front of the pulpit, and Ariana will lead them in a few songs.
Thank you, children, for those songs. At this time, we'll have another song, after which Leandra has a group. So for turning your Christian hymnals to song number 466. Song number 466.
Through life. have two songs tonight. The first one is Instruments of Your Peace, and then the second one is O Master, Let Me Walk With Thee.
Thank you, ladies, for sharing that with us. That was very nice. It's good to have Kevin Mummer with us, and I've asked him to share, lead a song or two or whatever he has this time. And after that, we will look to David Rainbow.
Very good to be here with you again. It's a bit unexpected, I guess, that I'm here. Not actually supposed to be, but I guess God saw fit that I'd be here, so I'll accept that. Something Murray said this morning at the closing of the service that kind of caught my attention. The way I understand it, there was quite a bit of activity this past week, at least in the not too distant past. And I was reminded again this past weekend of how God works and how he sometimes he takes plans and changes them. We think we know what we want, we know what we need, but he has something different. And I was again reminded of that, even just in my case. He takes something, he put a veil over, completely over what I knew, and made me forget something, and made me feel completely helpless. I don't know if that all makes sense, but sometimes we get to that point. And the other day, there was a date that I wanted to remember. So this weekend, I was supposed to be somewhere else. I had fully in my mind that there was a place that I was going to be. There was actually an ordination planned in another church, and I knew I was going to be there. Just that was on my calendar, and I thought it was next weekend. So I changed my plans to come out here this weekend so that I'd for sure be at the ordination this next weekend. And somehow that completely, I realized yesterday morning what was actually happening, what I actually forgot. And it was one thing after the other that hit me, and I realized that, you know, there was a purpose for that. God had a plan, I know that. But it makes you realize how small or how little. If we think we plan things out and then God has something different. Anyway, and so the ordination happened this weekend and I'm here. So it's either, I don't want to say it's old age, but sometimes I wonder about that. But I'd rather choose that God moved. So anyway, but the song that came to my mind was 480 in your Christian hymnal. Let's turn to that and sing that song. I like the assurance here that God will take care of us in whatever, wherever we find ourselves, in whatever circumstances. I'm thankful for that. 480, Christian hymn.
Thank you.
Let's also sing 484. And why don't we stand for the song? And Peace Like a River, 484.
What ever? Good evening, everyone. We have a couple songs here we'd like to share. The first one is entitled The Windows of Heaven, and it talks about how when before we have experienced the salvation that Jesus has for us, when we're burdened with guilt and with shame, and just one touch can make such a difference. And it's so hard to explain to someone that touch that makes such a difference until you have experienced it. Then the second one is called The Sinless Summer Land. It's talking about heaven and how we're longing to go there.
Blessings are falling tonight. There's joy, joy, joy in my heart, since Jesus made everything right. I gave him my old tattered garments. He gave me a robe of pure white. I'm feasting on manna from heaven, and that's why I'm happy tonight. Was wandering and lost when he found me, burdened with guilt and with shame. And with just one touch, he cleaned me up. Now I'm praising his holy name. The windows of heaven are open. The blessings are falling tonight. There's joy, joy, joy in my heart, since Jesus made everything right. I gave him my old tattered garments. He gave me a robe of pure white. I'm feasting on manna from heaven, and that's why I'm happy tonight. I'm living my life for the Master. I'm living each day for the King. And I can hardly wait till I see his face and thank him all eternity. The windows of heaven are open. The blessings are falling tonight. There's joy, joy, joy in my heart, since Jesus made everything right. I gave him my old tattered garments. He gave me a robe of pure white. I'm feasting on manna from heaven, and that's why I'm happy tonight. Shall bear my weary spirit to that sunless summer land. As I tread the narrow pathway through this thorny vale, I dream of the joys that ever brighten where the pearly waters stream. I am longing for the coming, I am longing for the coming of the snow-white angel band, of the snow-white angel band. That shall bear my weary spirit, that shall bear my weary spirit to the sinless summer land. I am waiting for the signal that shall speak my full release and prepare my welcome passport to the realms of perfect peace. Yes, and when my weary sandals all the dusty way I've tread, I shall sing among the angels by the golden throne of God. I am longing to be going at my Father's kind command. Bids me tarry mid the shadows of the misty lower land. When the pilgrimage is ended, I shall stem the turbid flood and recline upon the bosom of the spotless Son of God. I am longing for the coming, I am longing for the coming, the snow-white angel band, the snow-white angel band, that shall bear my weary spirit, that shall bear my weary spirit to that sinless summer land.
Thanks so much for sharing that with us. If you take your Christian hymnal and turn to number 569, after this song, actually on the last verse, we'll have the choir come up and get ready to sing. Number 569. Let's sing verses 1, 2, and 4.
Just a few more days to
We have four songs this evening to share with you. The first one is one that we shared, it's been a number of months, I think, If Anyone Would Follow Me. And this is a song I just keep coming back to. And tonight, as I was rehearsing this with the choir, I was just struck with the simplicity of the song. And it kind of struck me almost as if Jesus was there saying those words. And it kind of struck me, too, that maybe that Jesus probably didn't say those words emphatically. He just spoke them very calmly to those who were listening. And that was a blessing to me as we rehearsed that this evening. So I think we'll start with that one. The next two songs, God is Still Good and Great is Thy Faithfulness. You heard the backstory on Great is Thy Faithfulness and how we're singing that tonight, and I appreciated what Benny had to share about that. And the other song, the first song of these two, God is Still Good, kind of goes very well along with Great is Thy Faithfulness. And this, again, is a familiar song. And I've been trying to think about songs that would be a good fit for the community program this week. And this is one that really stood out to me as one that is meaningful to me and I think can be meaningful to the community. That's one that is very high on my list to share there Thursday evening.
Blessed, and all I can say is God has been good.
Say,
The last song that we have here tonight is a song arranged by Lyle Stutzman, setting Psalms 121 to song. And as I was thinking about this passage, and I was thinking a little bit about the sacrifice of praise, and I was looking up those verses, and I was thinking also about some of the sacrifices the choir makes in coming well ahead of time and spending an extra Wednesday evening each month to rehearse. But my mind kind of went down another trail than I expected when I kind of dug into this a bit, and I went to Psalms 107, and where the psalmist writes that, says that, "Oh, that men would praise the Lord for his goodness and for his wonderful works to the children of men." And if you'll bear with me, I'll read just a few more verses there. "And let them sacrifice the sacrifices of thanksgiving and declare his works with rejoicing. They that go down to the sea in ships that do business in great waters, these see the works of the Lord and his wonders in the deep. For he commandeth and raiseth the stormy wind, which lifteth up the ways thereof. They mount up to the heaven and they go down again to the depths. Their soul is melted because of trouble. They reel to and fro and stagger like drunken man and are at their wit's end. Then they cry unto the Lord in their trouble, and he bringeth them out of their distresses." And I had to think, too, of the song that Kevin led there, the last one, "When Peace Like a River." And there's a phrase in there that says, "That Christ hath regarded my helpless estate and hath shed his own blood for my soul." And that's what pulled me up out of the miry deep. And then this song talks about us looking to God for help in our time of trouble.